Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 4th of April at 6:31 almost. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about customer service to the Close Brother Motor Finance Group, and we'll be chatting about tariffs and music to the new boss of Windmill Lane, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com, but first let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the never tariffic, but always terrific, Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Good morning, Aidan.
Did you have to spend long coming up with that one then?
No. It didn't take long. It comes naturally to me, Aidan. Some people need to take a while. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, weather in the storm.
Yeah.
Weather in the storm.
Yesterday was one hell of a day, wasn't it, in terms of markets?
It certainly was. And look, I think there's a big knee-jerk reaction in it, in that, you know, we saw markets sell off in Asia, and it basically carried through to Europe and straight into the US. And you know, there wasn't anywhere spared in terms of anything that was in any way going to be impacted by tariffs. And I saw the share prices down considerably. And I think the other thing that was interesting was that you saw a lot of financial companies down quite a bit, and you're kind of wondering, scratch your head as to why they'd be going down. They don't have any trade tariffs and things like that. So it just tells you that the market just doesn't know right now as to what's going on. And I think the big thing that people remain scratching their head about is, you know, for all of Trump's complaints about how badly the US has been treated by the rest of the world, if you actually look at the economic growth in the US since the globalization era, you know, the US has massively outpaced everybody else, and its equity market represents the largest majority of the globe right now. So it's hard pressed to see how, it's been a bad thing for them. And ultimately, I think, When the dust settles on this, what you're going to see is that, you know, during the globalization era, you know, US economy as a whole, everybody in aggregate has benefited to the expense, I suppose, of a few sectors that, particularly in the market, in the manufacturing heartlands, that just saw the jobs move overseas. But with this tariff regime now, you have the risk that, you know, everybody's going to suffer, and only a few may or may not be beneficial in, you know, what could be 5, 10, 15, 20 years' time. We may never know.
Yeah, I see that Nike shares, because they make the vast majority of their kit in Vietnam, were down 14% yesterday. But the big manufacturing companies were also down. Caterpillar down almost 9%, Boeing down 10%, GE down 7%. So it's across the board, as you say. Is it possible that the US avoids a recession this year? Because one of the big ratings agency thinks that even Europe will fall into recession because of the tariffs.
Yeah, I think you know, there's always the risk, I suppose, now in terms of this dislocation that's after coming through. I think if you look at it in from the US perspective, it could well be a demand-led recession, because you've got to remember, you know, this tariff as it stands right now is really a big tax on consumers. You know, you mentioned Nike, but you look across all of the clothing manufacturers. You know, there hasn't really been a clothing industry in the US in donkey's years. You know, like the last textile mill in South Carolina, which used to be the heartland of textiles in the US, closed in 2007, right? Now, you're not going to start going and setting up a clothing manufacturing operation in the US today, because, number one, I don't think you could find enough people that can actually thread a needle, never mind use a sewing machine.
But so, they certainly won't work for a dollar an hour.
Correct. And that's the other thing, you know, so you've got a situation where even if you wanted to, you couldn't get the operations up and running. And, you know, the reality is, as most developed economies, you know, we consumers consume more than is ever produced in the country, and in much broader range of stuff that would ever make sense to be made in a country. So, like, these tariffs, as I said, are a tax on consumption. So that's going to impact demand in the US, and then in Europe, because so much of the stuff goes into the US, you have a risk of a kind of a supply side impact because we're not producing it as much now. It's going to be remains to be seen what negotiations can be done and things like that. But you know, when your starting point is a set of economic data assumptions that are so flawed as to, you know, the big piece of cardboard that he showed up the other day. Mm. You know, I don't think there's anybody actually could stand over those numbers now and how they were calculated.
I think Christie's are one of the big auction houses need to get their hand on that. I think that's going to be worth a lot of money in a few years' time.
I think it could be. You know, I would be not surprised if somebody tries to sell them now, you know, mass produce them and sell them. At least somebody will make some money out of all of this.
Indeed. Now, let's move closer to home. Luckily for Ireland in this tariff war, that the tax take. In the exchequer returns was decent for the first quarter because they might need every penny.
Yeah, it certainly was. The tax receipts in the first 3 months were up nearly 9% on the same period last year. Now, that excludes the settlement from Apple, which was another 1.7 billion on top of that. But when you basically put that together, the overall tax take amounted to about just over 23.5 billion euros, which was very good. Corporation tax, obviously, is what everybody focuses on, and it jumped significantly on a reported level. But when you strip out the once-off payment, you still saw a reasonable growth in it. But there was also decent growth in VAT receipts and excise duty over the period. Now, look, that said, you know, the flip side of it is spending is also going up. You know, spending was just over 27 billion in the 3 months. But on a gross voter base, that was about 24.8, so up 8.8% in the same period last year. So in a certain degree, we need the tax receipts to be going up the nearly 9% when your spending is going up the same level.
Yeah, and Ken Fox in the Irish Independent has a story about a pensions loophole to avoid paying income tax.
Yeah, this story has been doing the rounds for quite some time in terms of, there has been people talking about it. It's a confidential revenue report that says there's a loophole in the pensions law, which basically allowed people to transfer huge sums of money into their retirement funds without necessarily and using it to kind of not necessarily pay tax in the near term. It was an attempt really by the revenue to bring a kind of an equality across all the pension schemes and encourage PRSA pension schemes for people to get them set up. Now, as are always these things, loopholes are naturally created, and there have, according to revenue, been some people that have abused it by making much larger payments than were deemed necessary under the normal scheme of things.
Yeah, and I presume that includes people earning good money, yeah. Aidan, thank you very much. Any plans to take the boat out for the weekend?
No, definitely not. I've weathered enough storms. I don't need to go out on any more rocky waters.
Look after yourself. Have a lovely weekend. Aidan Donnelly there from Davies.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.